Sometimes things exist in contrast. Tranquility can exist in contrast to non-tranquility. Like the story of the waterfall and the little bird. Impermanence can exist, be known in contrast to stability. Change can be known in contrast to things that don't change so much. Sometimes the busier the mind is, the more we're involved in mental agitation. Thoughts. The more the mind has a tendency to impute permanence, to interpret things through the filter of our ideas and concepts, and think that this is the way it is. The more the mind is stable, unagitated, tranquil, the more our experience can be seen as constantly changing. And in the variety of these kinds of things that exist in contrast to each other, or in juxtaposed with each other, the mind will often choose, will select what it focuses on. Sometimes in the shifting, changing sands of thought, it selects out particular ideas to focus on, so it gives a semblance of permanence. Doesn't notice how thoughts are changing all the time. Sometimes in an ocean of tranquility, we select out and focus on that which is agitating. Sometimes it's good to recognize that there's more going on, and there can be two things, number of things, which exist kind of together. And by stepping back and seeing that bigger picture, be wiser in what the mind will pay attention to, or what the mind is supported by. If the mind is supported by agitation, if the mind is supported by desire and clinging, then that's what's going to affect you. If the mind is supported by tranquility, by non-greed or non-striving, that's what will nourish it. So as you sit here now, take a few breaths, maybe the exhales, and see if you can put your body at ease. Relax, tranquilize the bodily formations. Perhaps there can be a softening of the face, softening of the shoulders, softening of the belly. And if there are some ways in which you feel uneasy in your body, maybe you can ease up on that. Be easy with it. It's okay. And perhaps as you exhale, to relax the mind, the thinking muscle, the wanting muscle, setting your mind at ease. And if the mind is uneasy, perhaps be easy with that. Ease up on that a bit. It's okay. And as you exhale, perhaps you can set your heart at ease, softening, opening the heart area, settling any agitation that might be there. Bringing what ease you can into the heart. And if the heart is uneasy, be easy with that. It's okay. Ease up a bit. And then take a few moments to become aware of the stillness that's here in this room. The tranquility that's in the space of the room, just beyond the edges of your body. In a certain way, the stillness, tranquility around you can hold whatever agitation that's within you. It's okay. Rather than focusing on the agitation, the concerns, letting it all be held, or by the tender stillness around you. And then see if you can become aware of whatever stillness there might be within you. There might well be agitation or movements of the mind or body. But between the movements, beyond the edges of the agitation, there are places in the body within, in the mind within, where there's stillness, silence, tranquility. And if you can become aware, even intuitively, of stillness, silence, tranquility, that help you to notice the selective process of attention, what your mind wants to pay attention to, what it thinks is important, or what it's driven to be concerned with. And if you're aware of the mind having a concern or a selectivity in what it focuses on, concerned with, perhaps you can also notice that it's a kind of agitation to have the mind driven or compulsive or wanting. It's okay, just notice. There's a kind of physical stillness, physical tranquility that sometimes is present. And there's sometimes a mental tranquility, stillness. Doesn't have to be there, but maybe if it's there, it's a tranquility that can hold or highlight that which is moving and changing. You can see how the mind moves with desire and aversion. You can see better the movement of breathing, all the sensations that come into play as you breathe. They arise and they pass. A scope of sensations in the length of the in-breath, coming and going, sensations that arise and pass in a field of stillness, tranquility. Perhaps little waves or pulses of sensations. The length of the exhale. Like waves coming and going off the stable shore. Sensations that ripple across the field of stillness, tranquility. Not so much trying to be aware as perhaps letting go into awareness, letting go into the stillness where awareness can operate. Awareness just is. Where awareness and stillness are maybe almost synonymous with a ripple of change and changing phenomena coming and going. Known in the field of awareness. Here, now. Then a few words here at the end of this sitting. Andrea gave this nice analogy yesterday of scooting, pushing with the foot and gives momentum to the scooter, and it can go for a while, maybe rolling along if you have good bearings. And then the momentum slows down and you can give another kick and it goes more. And it applies nicely to mindfulness, the way she talked, that we make some kind of effort to be mindful. It can be nice to see it as a little push or momentum. And then kind of just, it's kind of like we open up to be aware of something for this breath, this sound, this itch. So to open ourselves to receive it, to let it register, for it to be here. And in that openness and allowing or willingness to be there, or maybe the push of mindfulness is to enter into it, dive into the experience. And then there's kind of, you don't have to make the effort so much anymore for a few moments, a few seconds, for a little while. Because there's a little bit of momentum there. And then you do it again. And there's a nice rhythm, perhaps. It can be a nice rhythm. And it's nice to think of it this way, because anything that is static, anything that's held in a fixed way, is stressful. And if you have the idea that mindfulness is supposed to be kind of held in a constant, fixed way, no variation. It's actually stressful. But there's this kind of, you do it and you open. And over time, the periods of being really, for awareness being strong and things coming to awareness, feeling awareness into the knowing, maybe can persist for longer and longer. And you kind of, sometimes I've done this with a rhythm of breathing. Every exhale, every beginning of every inhale, kind of opening to this, and coasting, sailing on the sensations of that in-breath, that out-breath, then I do it again. And it allows for the sense of, it allows for allowing, it allows for not having the meditation be so much doing. And then, so allowing for awareness more. But the rhythm of doing it again is so you don't get, the allowing doesn't become complacency and the mind just wanders off here and there. There can be a little commitment. And then, as I think that one of the recurring teachings in our tradition is that our experience is characterized by dukkha. Often in this context, our experience is characterized by unsatisfactoriness. So it's important to know that as you practice, of course, there'll be aspects of your practice which feel unsatisfactory. Of course your mindfulness will be partly unsatisfactory. Of course, if unsatisfactoriness comes in, something doesn't feel quite right, of course. How could it not be? But how do you relate to that? How do you respond? What's your reaction to things that don't feel quite right for you? Do you get upset? Do you try harder? Do you blame yourself? To bear down even more? Push things away? But of course, things are unsatisfactory. And what happens if you feel something's unsatisfactory and you give a little push on that scooter and just open and allow for that too? Take that in, let that register. Don't identify so strongly with what doesn't feel quite right. It's okay. It's a whole different approach rather than the reactive, judging, identifying approach to things. Oh, this too, open to this. And find your freedom in this too, openness, allowing, being aware, registering. And then the things that maybe feel unsatisfactory or can't quite, your mind wanders off and it doesn't feel so good to have the mind wander off again. Rather than seeing that as a problem, that unsatisfactory movement of the mind occurs, oh, it's like this, open to it. Allow for it as you come back. And there can actually be a kind of pleasure, a kind of delight in allowing for the unsatisfactory. Oh, this too. So it's in the openness, the allowing, the knowing, that certain kind of pleasure can be, even if what you know is unsatisfactory. It's in the release that joy and delight can be. In the release that we can find more tranquility and ease with what is. It's an awareness that opens up and allows, that allows us to, allows our experience to be, to, allows our experience to show itself more fully to us. And then allowing, we're not overlaying our ideas and wishes on top of things, but there's an opportunity for the breath, the sensations, the sounds, whatever is the moment-to-moment experiences, that it shows itself more clearly. We allow for it to come into us. We allow for it to get highlighted. Welcoming what is. So we have beginning the second round of practice discussion today, and those of you who saw Andrea a couple of days ago will see me today, and vice versa. And I hope you enjoy your day of practice. Thank you.